I think it, the plural is octopuses.
And that's where we're starting recording, so. All right.
Yes!
Welcome back, everybody, for what I imagine will be the last session of Campaign 1.
No!
Guess what, though? There'll be a Campaign 2, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm just grieving. I'm grieving Shadow Munchie already.
All right, so, previously on Dungeons and Dragons, you guys got sent to the past by Lilith to destroy a shard of an artifact that had been causing darkness inside of the Blight. You guys realized that you were far enough back that there was a whole different pantheon, just a monotheistic religion. Though there were some competing cults. As you explored this land of magic, Altair got a, the magical forge ability. You guys met a cute otter person. Then you made your way to the Oracle, who, gave you some direction. You ended up meeting Neferu at her tower. You found out that Neferu knew who you were, and she had a picture of y'all. That you, the same picture that you guys found in the future.
Creepy.
She then sent you to Krundakar, the forge that had fallen, in order to retrieve Varu Navara, the blade that had been broken. So you guys made your way to the dungeon, really kind of solidifying as a team for the first time ever. and managed to knock that shit out. Making your way to the deepest part of the dungeon, to the Black Lake, where you slew the dragon. His name is something. I forget the name of the dragon. Something Tooth. Anyway.
I don't remember.
Anyway, so you slew the dragon. Dragons in the past being more bestial creatures.
Nightscale.
Nightscale, thank you. Inspiration for Frigg.
Yay.
So you slew Nightscale the dragon, more bestial, less magical than they are in the current time. Got the blade back, brought it back to Neferu, and then found out that these two pieces are going to be turned into the daggers that Celia and Solari used to slay the god Amon-Toth. And then she destroyed the piece of the shard for you and sent you back to your own time. You arrived back, and as you arrived back, the shard exploded, and there was a big earthquake, and that's where we start the session today.
Are we back in the forest from whence we first arrived?
No, you are actually by the tower. That,
okay. Oh, okay.
There's the corpse of the manticore there.
Okay.
Near Krailson.
Neil Krailson, yeah.
Alrighty.
The ruins of the tower nearby.
How ripe is that thing at this point?
It's pretty rotten. And as the earth stops shaking, like, some of the stones from the tower kind of fall over.
My face feels different. Are my veins gone?
They are.
They are.
They're gone.
Your face is not all purpley anymore.
I'm done with Lilith's quest. I did it! I'll
dare!
Screw you! Screw you and your unpleasant demeanor and screw your purple rock. I'm done! And I fall back in the grass with a happy smile.
Lilith's hair blinks.
Okay. Shadow Marks, while we're at it, go sit on Punchy's face already.
I sit on her shoulder sometimes, is that what you mean?
Nope. Sure, kid.
That's not what she means at all.
The wind blows slightly, rustling the grass, and the spring lays there in the sun. What do the rest of you do?
Punchy looks over at Shadow Moss and goes,
"Oh shit, we are really, really far from where our horses are."
Oh no, sandwich! Oh, sandwich!
We have to walk all the way across the continent again.
is it worth just saying that the horses are gone?
Yeah.
At this point, because let's say we get all the way there, are they really going to still be there?
Yeah.
Probably. One of them would probably be meat by now.
I would like to verify that the blight is actually gone.
We're nowhere near the blight.
I know. Yeah. But that was the whole point of this ridiculous venture.
You're telling me.
I think Shadow Moth is going to attempt to go poke around the base of the tower and see if I can get back down and see if the food is still on the table.
Ooh, let's go open those sarcophagi that we didn't open the last time we were here. Let's go see what's there.
What's the worst that could happen?
I mean, level 4 now. I'm not level 1.
I have to protect chosen one anymore. So go do whatever silly thing you want to do.
You're like, I'll tear you first.
Okay. I want to know if there's any gold down there.
Shadow Moss, as you walk over to the tower, roll me a perception check.
That's not good.
I mean, it's 7, but I rolled a 2. So, pretty bad.
You walk up to the tower, and it's like as you cross the threshold, you come face to face with a goblin.
I fall asleep. Wait, what?
I immediately fall to the ground.
Do we see this happen?
Yeah, she walks in, and then she immediately, like, faints.
God damn it.
And then you hear from the inside the tower in Goblinic, something that sounds kind of like, Intruders!
I wait until more come out, and then I cast Burning Hands at the door.
Fuck. Alright, who do I need to bless? Unless that's the star shit.
Not Altair.
That's true! Let's see.
Are you still pissed at Noma?
I can bless myself.
That's true.
Braxis and Punchy and me. I assume it wouldn't do you any good because you're unconscious.
Does bless enhance saving throws?
Something like that.
Still out of the piece from last time.
When the target makes an attack roll or saving roll, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to the attack or saving throw.
Gotcha.
We're just going to bonus d4.
Alright, you all want to throw your miniatures out there? You guys are down by the microphone.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
except for Shadow Moss, who is
closer to the top.
Well, I was following behind you pretty closely because I wanted to know. So put me up there just to, like, 5 spaces behind
you. Are you your Pokey Dots?
No, that's not me.
Is this you?
I don't remember. Maybe? That's me, yeah, I think.
No, that's me.
That's one, I think, is you.
Yeah, I think that's me.
Wait, isn't that Shadow Moss?
No. No, she's on the ground.
Can I have some Cheetos before we start?
This is. You're also on the ground.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like a dog that just got a bath.
Fuck, all right. Bless. Okay, fine, let's go.
How long has your Purple Rock quest been?
Hers has been a long time. She traveled across the entire continent twice now. Once to get to Krailson and then back again.
I had to find you to start with.
Yeah, that was you. That's went I mean. All the way. Yeah, because you started over in the
so we're looking at mountains. Years, not months.
Probably about a year to go across because it's actually a pretty small country when considered against the wider world, which we don't know anything about. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the whole time I'm like, I'm gonna find this wizard, and we're going to go on adventures.
We're
going to
be best friends.
Let me tell you about my best friend.
we're gonna unite on our mission from God and do stuff that's cool.
And the wizard will be like my children's godparent.
Yup. There's no way that I would ever be cursed. Or if I am, she's totally got my back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Married.
She'll respect my wisdom because I'm on the level of the
so
God.
Far.
Yep.
God, this is too real. It just reminds me of all those, like, expectations you have when you're in, like, high school. You're like, oh, you're seeing, everyone's gonna love me, it's gonna be great. And you get there, and it's not. Alright, so, Noman, what'd you get on your initiative?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sorry, I didn't.
Damn it!
I didn't even.
Was there a point in me rolling initiative?
7.
Yeah.
Do I need to? 7 plus 3, 10. Yeah.
Frigg?
15.
Alter?
3. Yeah.
Braxis?
6.
Gentlemen?
5.
I like how the unconscious one goes before me.
Punchy.
17.
Not this round, certainly.
Alright, so Punchy, you go first.
So I'm freaked out because my lady friend just passed out.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got the flying machine, right?
Yeah.
I think I want to, like, kind of shoot over to the goblins.
Okay.
Just hang up on there.
You can move up to 30 feet, or you can move twice, move up to 6. So it's 6 squares.
My iPhone and my Mac do the same thing. We're here?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Another 6?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Alright. So you run up, you see your leg there, you see a goblin, that hole in the tower. You can talk as if reaction if you want to say anything.
Oh. Shadowmoss, are you okay?
Frigg?
I assume you stand up.
Yes.
That uses half your movement?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I... Okay, so Shadow Moss has hit the ground, but can I actually see what the enemy is?
You see a goblin. You hear the goblin.
I am still not great with my crossbow, and I am not feeling threatened by goblins. So I'm going to run towards them to try and hack them, but I assume I can't reach there since I had to get
out of here. Your movement is 25, right?
Yeah, but I had to spend half my movement getting off my ass.
Yeah, so you can move 2 squares and then another 5 to move two move actions.
So but that's all you're going to do
total.
All
turn. Yeah, so 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Does Blessing every move count as an action or is that before?
I believe, check the spell. I think it's a standard action. If it's a bonus action, you can do it. I think it's a standard.
Casting time, 1 action.
Okay.
So, technically, I can't move then, because...
Oh, if you're blessing, so move your 5 squares back.
1, 2, 2. Am I still off my ass?
Yeah, you're off your ass now.
Okay.
Who'd you bless?
Braxis, Punchy, and myself.
Braxis, Punchy, and yourself.
And what does blessing do?
You can get a d4.
You can add
on your attack and your saving rolls.
It's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
That was my main contribution to fighting the dragon.
Said Braxis Noman and yourself?
No, Braxis Punchy and herself.
Braxis Punchy. Where is Punchy? Oh, Punchy.
I think I like the darker cherries better. They're not bad.
They're the same, right?
I do like cherries. No, they definitely taste different.
These two?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
These
are
all the same. But the black cherries, the black sweet cherries,
yeah.
I like them better. Yeah.
The more yellow they are, the less ripe they are. So the pink ones are sweeter.
The goblins inside that were, they yelled intruders, now start chanting, go over and go! Go over and go!
That's bad.
So, coming smashing through this hole, making a very large hole, you see this huge shield giant.
Holy
wow!
Come smashing
out. That is delightful.
Oh, God. Hill giants are really bad, guys.
And he comes right up.
We can tell.
Walks right past the thing that's asleep, because...
Who cares?
Who cares? It
looks dead.
It looks dead, yeah.
And you see two giant club attacks coming down at you, Punchy.
Okay. Total party kill.
Yeah.
Alright.
Partial.
What's your armor class?
13.
And both of those attacks hit.
Mm.
So I need some more.
This hand's so big.
stupid brat children today told me I had gorilla
and
dance.
That is actually to scale, so.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't hurt myself. I couldn't even hear what Sarah said.
Oh, God. Okay.
You have gorilla hands? What are gorilla hands? Are you gonna think gray?
And you're not raging yet, are you, Punchy?
No, they called me fat and told me I had gorilla hands.
I should be, though.
Children are still at my ass. Mm-hmm.
You should have told them you're alive.
Punchy, you take 27
stabs by law.
Are you dead?
No.
No.
Okay. Because that would kill me.
I have 47.
Well, 29.
Well, now I don't. Yeah. I mean, I've got max hit points at 47.
Puts up Shadow Moss.
So under what circumstances does someone wake? Like, would the noise from the yelling have woken me by this point?
Yeah, I'd say.
Okay. So I come to abrupt consciousness from the screaming of Glordog.
Gordo, yeah.
Gordo.
And you look up and you see this towering, like, 10 or 11 foot tall creature with an axe swinging at Punchy.
Yeah.
Or club.
Okay.
The club is bigger than Punchy is tall.
Yeah, I'm going to have a problem with that. I think that I will turn into a big ol' wolf and try to hamstring him.
All right. Roll me an attack.
That is a 12 plus what to bite plus 4 to hit, so 16.
All right. That hits. Roll me damage.
2d4 plus 2. That is 5 plus 2 is 7.
Alright, you hit him. Bite into him.
Arr. Bite right behind his knee. Because nobody fucks with my Punchy.
So yeah, you start biting his knee and like, it is tough. like, you definitely, you know, it's not like you did him like any less damage, but like, you realize this guy's got a shit ton of hit points.
Oh, wait. Nice. Pack Tactics adds what to?
Oh,
is it just advantage, or does it?
The what?
It's
Pack Tactics.
The what? Oh, you need a book? Yeah. Chris, do you have extra books?
I do. I got all the books in the world.
Because my friends are around.
I just thought everybody was on the D&D burb. Pack Tactics. I think it gives you advantage if you are.
Nope. Sorry, I'm still asleep.
Oh, let me see the. Shit. Sorry.
Never mind.
Okay.
That's not fun for you, I saw. I'm sorry.
You could. Act for Willamette on your.
Oh yeah,
Willamette could.
Yeah,
maybe pull you out of danger.
I would assume that
Willamette has similar stats. Let's just claim it's that.
Exactly.
Willamette.
Here's a little Willamette token. Yeah. That way you can at least have some fun with it.
Bork.
I was expecting it to come in conversation, not necessarily.
That's fair.
All right, the goblins. The Gerblins rush out. Six. And that's, who's that?
That is, Altair.
Altair.
You're in a bad spot.
nothing I could do. I rolled a 2.
Yep.
So it's to be me.
Right. So, Altair, you're getting a face full of goblin. Punchy, you're getting two faces full of goblin. Mm-hmm. Altair, AC 11?
Miss. I have a 16.
And both of those miss you, Punchy.
Okay.
So, they rolled pretty poorly. What's up, Noman?
Alright. So, my light crossbow range, I believe, is 80. Mm-hmm. Is this guy within range, or should I?
I probably should go further. Yeah.
You're the one with the staff, right?
Yeah.
80 feet is 12 squares. I think you're fine.
Yeah.
Should 14 squares?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Yeah, you can shoot him.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I can. How far can I go? I have a range of 30 plus 10 an arm, so 40.
40 feet, yeah, if you build your crossbow, which is 8 squares.
Still can't bite him, right?
Or hit him? Yeah, you could hit him, because you're right next to him. You're within 5 feet, right?
Like unarmed, I can hit him?
Yeah, right, Chris?
From here?
Yeah.
Because it's a 4 square giant,
right? He's huge.
Okay.
Yeah, so as long as you're up against
actually takes
his
up.
I'll be here, so...
Yeah, he actually takes up, like, these... He's
not okay, so if I'm here, I should be able to hit.
Yeah.
So I move.
Okay. So it is. Pack tactics is advantage.
Try and. I have two attack actions.
Mm-hmm.
With if there's someone
I'll use the
on my party within 5 feet.
Light crossbow, I think does the most damage. And then I'll try and unarm.
Okay.
9 plus attack bonus of. 6. 15.
That hits.
Cool. D8 plus 1.
Alright.
The difference is my D8.
Oh.
Oh, that was a 6, my friend.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so
sorry.
6 plus what?
6 is 12, which
yeah.
is a miss.
Okay, so I still have the unarmed action.
Yep.
Which is 14
That'll
plus 5, 9. Okay, so it's a D4 plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
I should have... 3 plus 3, 6.
Alright.
And I can do 30 of blows if I use one key point.
Sounds good.
I will do
it.
I'll do that. So I'll use up one. And
needs to do a D...
to make two unarmed strikes.
For what?
For my melee attack of bite. If the target is a creature, it must succeed on a DC 11 strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
It's not a creature, it's a monster.
It is a creature, but since it's two size categories bigger than you, it's
not
that.
So,
logical.
So for the two unarmed, do I throw 2d20, right?
But it's ankle.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'll do those then.
Yeah.
One is 16, another is 8.
Plus 6.
8 plus 5.
13, that hits.
It's her first
combat. Both of them hit.
Yeah.
Okay. And both of them are a 1d4 plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
Get another one somewhere.
This is also the first time I've been unconscious in combat, so that's probably pissed.
And there it is.
She doesn't know what that really did to you, but she's upset about it.
She does not approve.
Okay. 4 plus
nice.
3, 7 plus 3 on both.
So 6. So 13 more points.
Yeah.
Alright, you let him up.
Whack, whack. And now I'm in its range.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Braxis.
Longbow. 17. Yeah, that's 23 to hit and 7 damage.
That hit and 7 damage. Mm-hmm.
And I'll stay in position.
No, you get a d4 to all your attacks.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, you already
I mean,
hit.
You already hit.
You already hit.
It's to hit, not to damage.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Altair.
I am going to... Am I surrounded by goblins right now?
You have one goblin right there, and a hill giant right there.
Can I take myself around the goblin, staying within his threat range, so that I have the goblin and the hill giant within my...
You absolutely can.
30-foot line?
Yep.
Okay, let me just...
Do you want to, like, circle around them like that?
Yeah.
Look at those smart tactics you're employing.
So I'm going to use... I've never used this spell before.
Delightful.
So I just want to verify that I'm using the right one. Okay, it's a 30-foot line.
Mm-hmm.
One action, fire. So, a roaring flame 30 foot long and 5 feet wide. I can get both of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to hit any of my friends?
Nope.
Okay. Each must make a dex saving throw.
What's the AC they're looking for?
What? Oh, my DC, you mean? Mm.
Spell save DC?
13.
Goblin fails. The hill giant rolled a 13? Mm-hmm. He has minus 1 to his dex, so he takes 2.
Yes! So they take 3d8 of fire damage.
Nice.
Because they both failed, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So 17 points of damage.
17?
Nice. Yep.
Alright, so that goblin is toasted, roasted, and burnt to a crisp.
Yeah!
Didn't even get to hit you.
There's just a pile of ash where he once was.
Nice.
And then, you said 17 points?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, and the hill giant yells, "Fire! Bad!"
I stick my tongue out. And since I am not in anyone's threat range, I back the fuck up.
Yeah, I come back this
I
way.
Have,
Well, you use some of your movement to circle around, right?
So yeah, she used one, two, three. Actually, she just needed to move twice because she'd get going diagonal twice.
Okay.
So you have 4 squares left.
So, yeah, move me diagonal back this way.
This way?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Oh, hell
no!
Run away!
I just Bart Simpsoned into the bushes.
Homer
Simpson, that's what it is.
Punchy.
So I'm definitely going to go into rage mode.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the hill troll doesn't seem to be bothering Shadow Moss. I'm trying to figure out, do I get her out of there or do I attack the hill troll? Attack? So yeah, I think I'll take my broadsword and just try and slash his belly open.
Nice.
See what he had for breakfast. And so for when I'm in rage mode, it's this plus the d4.
Because of your blast, yeah.
I will point out that if you're rushing the hill giant, you might have attacks of opportunity.
She's not. She can...
Okay.
Yeah, you do have to move. No, yeah. He's got a 10-foot reach, so you would actually need to move up one, which would provoke an attack from that goblin at the end.
Yeah.
You just try
that. So should I get the goblins?
It was up to you. I just wanted to let
you're
you know
the big
that
hitter.
Was a possibility.
I'd say go for the giant. We'll take out the goblins.
So for rage... I've got my attack, I've got my d4 because I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No.
So 16.
We'll hit.
And then don't I do plus 5 for my greatsword?
Yeah, yep, so that's a total of 18.
Okay.
Also, 16 plus 21, yeah, which definitely hits.
Okay.
So give me 2d6 plus 5.
+5, 8.
Alright.
Yeah.
Did you roll the 2d6 twice?
Yeah. I got 1 and 2.
Alright, well it's bloodied now.
Does Willamette get to bite you now?
And are you going into a frenzy rage?
Yeah.
So that means whenever you're in a frenzy rage, you can make a bonus attack as a bonus action.
Oh, nice.
So would you like to take advantage of that action?
Yeah.
All right, and you do get the bonus attack. Bonus again.
Okay. 6 plus 2 is 8. Plus 5. 13.
The hits.
Okay. And then 2d5, right?
2d6 plus 5.
3, 6. 9 plus 5, 14.
14 more points.
Nice.
He goes, "Fire bad, orc bad." Frig.
So is this giant currently on fire?
Not like on fire. He just took some fire.
Singed.
Okay.
Smoking.
Well, I'm gonna try and set him on fire by casting Searing Smite. And if he fails a constitution save, he will take 1d6 of extra fire damage on his turn.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit him with my axes. At least you remember how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Oh, plus 6 to hit. Okay, so I roll my d20 and then add 6.
We only play once a month. It's okay.
Oh, shit. Is it 14 hit?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You also do get your plus 4, or d4.
Because you bless
yourself. Oh, you bless yourself as well.
Yes. Cool.
But you don't need it.
But I don't add that to damage. It's only attacking and saving. Okay. And then my damage is 1d6 plus 4. Plus, then there will be some fire damage, unless his constitution save wins.
Okay.
Yeah, I need a 12 or higher.
He has a really good con, it's plus 4. But he rolled a 2, so he does not succeed.
He is on fire!
Alright.
This hill giant's on fire!
Fire!
Okay, so
fire.
I do...
Every time.
I roll for each hand axe, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so that's 9 from one hand axe.
We have to attack for a second time.
Oh, fine. Fuck, I rolled the d4 for my extra bonus, right?
Yeah.
Wait,
I
rolled a 14, but...
You don't need it.
Yeah,
you don't need it.
Yeah. Okay, and then, so that's 8 more damage, and then...
How much was the fire damage, or did you add just
deals one? One extra d6, so 2 more points of damage.
Alright.
And then at the start of each of its turn, it must make a constitution saving throw, and if it fails, it takes 1d6 damage.
Alright. Well, it's the start of his turn, so...
Wait a second, what did you do?
I cast Searing Smite and then whacked him a couple times. I have to move.
Oh, is Searing Smite, is that a bonus action to cast that?
Chocolate chip cookie. It is a bonus action.
So you can only have made one of those axe attacks.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. So he'll get 8 back.
Okay.
Alright.
Good round.
Mm-hmm. It was a good round. Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. I just like that you grab your holy symbol, your axes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The axe bursts into flames, and you're just like, whoomp, and he just flames up. He is very unhappy.
This giant's on fire.
Did he already roll his saving throw for his turn?
He's doing that. Got another 2, so 6, which is a fail, so he takes a d6. Go ahead and roll that for me, please.
6!
Oh, nice.
Nice. It's the smite, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
I'd like to see a spell called Searing Spite.
I've got a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like
a very spiteful person.
Me too.
Is your teenager telling you that?
She did tell me that I'm the worst, meanest
Punchy,
person.
Punchy, he's going to try to squash you.
Hmm.
AC 18.
Hit.
Yeah.
So he just leaps up into the air and lands on you.
Oh, God.
You are prone.
Uh-huh.
And grappled.
Uh-huh.
You're underneath him. And he's going to deal you some damage, which you'll take half of because of your rage.
Uh-huh.
Put Punchy under his legs.
She doesn't get a saving throw?
She did.
Oh.
No, she doesn't. Enough. This actually just fucks.
Yeah, that's basically right.
T-back.
Someone sitting on your face. It's just not the person I
want. I'm a prophet!
You take 25 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh.
I take half of that.
Yeah, so you'll take 12. And and then while he's sitting on you, he's going to grab a rock and huck it at Altair.
Oh, fuck.
And he just yells, "Fire! Bad!"
I love that this hill giant is Frankenstein's monster. Fire bat!
And you're less than 60 feet away, so he hits AC 19.
Yeah, that hits.
So, Altair, you're like, ha ha, I got away! And you turn around, and you just see this huge-ass rock just spinning through the air towards you. It deals you 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Alright, well, my temporary ward takes most of that, thankfully.
And how much is your temporary ward?
11.
So you take 4 points?
Mm-hmm.
This is our punishment for killing Amentoth.
And so the Ruckus comes to you, and like your magic just like slows it for a second, and it breaks through it and just slams into your shoulder.
Makes sense.
You're like, oh man, that's going to bug me for the rest of my life. Willamette, you're up.
All right. Goggy.
Oh, natural 20. Natural 20.
Natural 20 for Willamette. All right. So that is, I believe, 2d4.
So seeing this giant creature smush punchy, Willamette's like, no, my ship! And leaps into action.
I only got 2, so that's 4 plus 2, so 6 points.
And so she just jumps up onto the giant and is just like, you have him by the back of the neck, just standing there.
Pulling his hair really hard.
Very unhappy.
This goblin on the left is going to step over your corpse and then try to attack Willamette.
Rude.
10, AC 10, I think misses.
Yes.
And then this goblin pulls out a bow and fires an arrow at Altair.
Damn it.
AC 18.
Yeah.
They're rolling pretty good.
They are.
For 3 points of piercing damage.
I'll take that.
Alright. And that goblin is dead. That goblin got turned to ash. Nomen, you're up.
Okay. I think I'll still go for the big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Light crossbow, and as the second action, I'll use the short sword.
Alright, so you need to move just a little bit to get up on him.
Okay.
So are you crossbowing or short swording him?
First the crossbow and then the short sword, I think. The second one should be unarmed, right?
Yeah.
So okay, so in that case, light crossbow and then unarmed.
Okay.
Okay. That is a 19.
That'll hit.
And that is a 4.
That's not going to hit.
Okay. Light crossbow is...
I believe a d8?
Yeah, d8 plus 1 because of... Neferu,
oh yeah, it's magical light crossbow. Yeah. So
I have it somewhere. There it is.
7 points.
Cool.
0.
And I can still use one more key point to do.
You still get the free unarmed attack first, yeah.
I'll do that then.
Okay. Oh no, you failed, right?
I failed at that one. So but I can now use the key point to do 2 more unarmed attack. I'll do that. So use one more key point.
Do you get key back after a short rest or long rest?
Long rest.
Long rest, I think. So that's 2 of them, right? Mm-hmm. So 2 of these.
Both of those are going to hit.
Okay, perfect. That's 2 d4s plus 3 then. Plus 3 each.
Yep. So 6 plus 6, six is 12. Plus, Nomen, yeah. How do you want to do this?
Yay!
Right in between the ghoulies. That should be reachable, right?
What's that?
That should be reachable.
Yeah, it's like up here.
It's a short hop. You're a monster. So you can
straight all right, up. So Nomen, you're like 10 feet away. You shoot your crossbow. It goes through the deck. The monster rears back. And you run up, grab him by the nose. And he kind of bends over and screams as you jump up, grab him by the head, and just fall with a sickening snap.
Perfect.
The neck cracks, and he falls over dead. Still on top of a punchy.
You're gonna pick someone your size.
And then the 2 goblins are still there. So, Braxis.
I'm gonna shoot the one that dared attack a dog. So that is a hit.
Are you only adding a d8 to that?
No, I'm rolling that damage and the attack at the same time. So yeah, it's 24 hits. To hit and 7 plus. 6 15
It's dead.
It's dead.
Walter?
Oh, is there still a goblin one?
One goblin.
There's one right there.
He just fired an arrow at you.
Oh, right. So... I mean, has he been hit yet?
No, but they're goblins. They're
yeah. All. So I guess move me up so I'm within range. Mm-hmm. And... I haven't used that yet either. Sorry. I'm going to...
Hit that goblin in the dick!
Nope, I'm not going to get that close. I'm a squishy, squishy boom mage. Not even a boom mage. Oop, that's wrong. There it is. So can I get right up next to it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I want to make a 15-foot cube.
Mm-hmm.
The creature must make a con save because I cast Thunder Wave.
He fails. You got a 12 total.
Alright. Oh my god, really? 3. Fuck's sake. Like, you couldn't roll a worse fucking...
Alright, so the Thunder Wave knocks him, he flies back into the tower, and with a sickening snap, he dies.
3 points, got it? Yeah, may as well end it, it's a fucking goblin.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Will sure had a sense of humor and made Altair the chosen one.
Salty. Alright, so everything is dead. Punchy is like, you're like raging under the you guys actually see the corpse. You guys see the corpse start to rise. You're like, oh shit, it's coming back to life, and Punchy just just pushes it off of her.
Wow.
And you're still laying on the ground right next to Shadow Moss.
Is Shadow Moss still unconscious?
Yeah, you guys try rousing her and she doesn't wake up. And then about this fight took 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So about 48 seconds later, she kind of goes,
what happened to you?
What happened at all? What the fuck?
As you look over, you see a goblin corpse.
And a giant hill giant.
And you immediately faint.
What? Can I roll perception for what the fuck just happened?
Sure.
I don't have any inspiration either, so I'm still very fucking confused, because that was a 7.
Do you have any idea why our gnome is broken?
No, I rolled a 7.
I know, I'm asking in character.
No, she just passed out again. So we wait a minute, she wakes up again,
yeah,
and she does the same thing again. Can I roll again?
As soon as she sees the goblin. Yeah, after a couple of rounds of it, you guys figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, that one's a 14.
So then you ride the goblin corpse.
I just burn them.
See how much Williamette can eat real quick.
No, Williamette, it's gross. Don't eat that. Don't eat that.
Me?
Williamette.
No.
How many hit points does she have?
3. She has 11 hit points, but the hit missed.
If she takes 11 damage, does she...
She goes unconscious.
But if she dies, can you get her back?
I mean, I don't know.
I wasn't sure if it was like a familiar... Where you just kind of call them back.
Nope, she's just a popper doodle.
Just a dog.
I mean, I like the popper doodle. I would probably try like a potion or something on it.
Alright, so you've hit the corpses. Shadow Moss, you wake up.
What the fuck is going on?
Apparently, save your ass.
Apparently, every time you see a goblin, you pass
out. I
fall out
unconscious.
Yeah, so, do you know what's going on?
No, I fall unconscious.
We say the G word.
How have we never said the word goblin before in the entirety of this campaign?
I know.
I have been waiting for so long.
This is like the word of the day on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
This seems like an easily abused power.
But we never got to abuse it.
A minute later, she wake back up.
Strapped to the doll.
You just strapped me to Willamette in the meantime.
What the fuck is happening?
We should search.
Is this a new thing?
Is what a new thing? What is going on?
Are you sure that's what it is? Let's just
goblin. Oh,
Jesus,
I'm falling.
Okay, that's definitely it.
When it's such a weird thing, I'm gonna be sure.
Since we're waiting, I'm gonna search
a lot of
the corpse
other things
of the giant.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna search inside and see if those sarcophagi will open.
Mm-hmm. So you guys head downstairs. You see the meals partially eaten. The Tower of Amun-Toth has been shattered, and the sarcophagi have all been, like, opened, and there's, like, skeletons now decorating the room.
Hmm. No gold. Nothing.
Well, roll me an investigate check.
I will.
Damn it!
Can I do the same thing?
Can
I look down? 12. I'm just gonna let you guys have it. Yeah, you actually find some, like, jewelry that you recognize as being jewelry that, like, Neferu and her, like, acolytes wore back in the day.
Nice.
Ooh. Some rings, some, like, necklaces. None of it magical. But all together worth maybe 1,000 gold pieces in modern times. Meanwhile, upstairs. So, Shadow Moss, you wake up, and most of the party, except for, I think, Punchy and Noman, did you go down?
Yeah.
So everybody but Punchy has left.
I'm just sitting there staring at her.
Have I, like, do I remember that hearing the word is what made me go unconscious? Okay. Alright.
I want to experiment with something. I want to use my sword and write the word goblin in the grass. With, I guess in common. We'll try it with common. Does that do anything? The word goblin?
Let me read, because I don't remember.
You see?
I believe I have to hear.
I guess technically you shouldn't have fallen asleep in that fight, because you didn't hear the word, but anyway.
Let's just say that I screamed the word goblin, and then fell asleep.
Yeah, you went to tell us what you
like, goblins! And then I fall asleep.
It works even when you say it. Interesting.
It's just whenever she hears the word.
We're kind of retconning it, so it works.
Okay.
The narrative works, that's all.
Yeah, I also, if you see a goblin, I think it works too. If you see the word, nah.
That's okay.
Your brain's definitely going to say, oh shit, that's a goblin.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just write it on a piece of paper, and anytime we really need to say it, we just hold it up.
That's what
maybe
I was testing.
Maybe just have a code word.
Or we could just get her decursed. Just need to take her somewhere and get her uncursed.
Why is this my problem?
I'm not saying it's your problem.
We...
All right, well, you guys are in the basement, so...
You can go do whatever you want.
Meanwhile, Punchy and Shadow Moss, and I guess Braxis are... Braxis, you didn't go into the basement?
Nah. I just was messing with the giant corpse.
Am I allergic to the G word? Is that happening right now?
I don't know. I'm just glad that you're not dead. I was really worried.
I'm glad you're not dead. You look pretty bad shape.
Mushed. At this point, I exit the tower. Get a room already!
There aren't any inns nearby. I don't know...
Krillson's pretty close.
I really could use sleep. Also, we need to test this more. Great.
No.
Gears. Garlic. Okay, so it's not G's.
It's just that one word.
Okay. Just making sure. Can't leap to wild conclusions. It's a really weird thing for someone to faint when they hear the word goblin.
It's also really weird for someone to wake up and think she has a husband of someone she hates.
I was cursed! I knew! Cursed! I was just a weird thing.
I think you already have inspiration, but if you didn't, I would totally give it to you for that Abbott and Costello-esque.
Do I have inspiration?
Sure.
Because I don't have any.
I'm taking it.
Oh, goodness. That's funny.
Well, if we need to communicate about those things, what should we... Gorblins? Should we call them gorblins?
Gerblins?
Just call them gerbils.
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 Gerbils. Everyone's going to think we're very strange.
The mighty gerbil slayers. The mighty gerbil slayers.
We'll just have to come up with new names for all the monsters. It'll be like that meme where, like, like a snake is an angry belt.
A raccoon is a trash panda.
A hedgehog is a pokey mouse.
All right, so you guys do find some edible food though on the table.
Cool. All
right, well, let's go back down and eat the food and to figure this out. So do we need, let's see, how did I get better? I found a temple of Lilith. Shadow Moss, do you want to go to a temple of Lilith to fix your vocabulary fainting stuff?
I assume that I've woken up by this point.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense that I'm cursed. I could definitely say and talk about gerbils before. In my life, I have talked about gerbils on multiple occasions.
I think we just need to take you to a temple. Get you decursed. It's not like we don't have enough money.
Oh, okay.
Krelson? Everybody?
As I recall, we're a few days' march from there, aren't we?
Not like a day, right?
Yeah.
What time is it in the game?
Early in the day, we'll say.
Okay.
You should be able to make it.
Yeah.
Shadow Moss, do you mind if I carry you? I just want to keep an eye on you.
Adorable. My character is now rolling her eyes. Please note.
You're funny.
Actually, no, it's probably I think it's mid to late day. Thinking about it,
I need
more. We can head that
That's
way and then camp
to
once it starts.
I have 334 gold, 843 silver, and 99 copper.
That's the party fund.
No, it's not. It's the party fund.
Now I know.
I think we all divided it up.
Yeah.
So we each had like 600 gold.
Everyone's got
ridiculous.
Way more money than me.
I have less than
200 gold.
Well, you spent it on shit, probably.
Yeah.
Dude probably isn't going to time travel to get his platinum back, so.
He's long dead.
He can probably keep that around.
We should test that. What if we. I've got the thing to summon Thune. What if we try and summon him and he can just fix her?
Try it. I think he's probably dead.
I'm going to try summoning Thune.
Why
Excellent.
Not?
I love it. So you pull out your rock?
Skeleton.
Yeah. I don't remember what the thing was, but whatever the thing was that I had to do to summon Thune, I'm doing it. I bill on the rock and shake it around and yell, Thune, come here!
Here, Thune.
You're not
Thune, Thune.
Or if you can time travel.
Thune, the magical
something.
I don't even remember if he was human or not, so I was I got nothing.
You wait. Nothing happens.
I shake my rock again.
Is the thing broken?
Hello?
We're in the woods. There's no signal.
Well, I guess he's dead.
He did live like 2,000 years ago.
That's fair. And he also can't time travel. Guess he's not so great. He's dead and can't time travel.
Oh, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
The spells that enabled everyone to read different languages, are those still working?
No.
Okay, so we have these books written in ancient
Telvian.
I can use comprehend languages to read these books, though, right?
Yeah.
Can I teach myself this language?
Slowly but surely over the course of many years, yes.
Okay. I was like, Christopher, you wouldn't do that to Altair. She's got a forge to create.
Wouldn't I?
Yeah!
Wait, don't you have a forge?
I do. It's still in my bag?
It's a spark.
It's a forge spark, which don't... What? There's one that exists in Hokkaido, right? And that's the only one left in the world?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know that.
Forge. Forge sparks. Forge.
No.
It's a splurge.
Nope.
It's just splurge.
We're not doing that.
Splurge.
Nope.
I'm doing it.
No. Splurge. No. No.
All right. What stuff do we have from ancient Telvian Empire that we can now use? Like, most of our gold's in ancient Telvian,
we've
right?
We've got a fuck ton of gold. We're about to bring the cost, the value of this gold way the fuck down is what's about to happen.
How much do we have? I don't even know what is the party fund and what is the...
We didn't have like a separate party fund. We just distributed it.
Yeah. Did we?
Mm-hmm. Stuff?
I apparently
pretty sure,
didn't.
Because I have 600 gold.
I have 600
I only have
as
300.
Because
well. You spend all your money.
I don't know where I kept it.
I'm thinking maybe we didn't write it all down.
I wrote it all down.
Well, I mean, it's not like
we... in a book, which I didn't bring. Mm. Okay. Oh, hello.
Alright, well, if Thune's not going to help us, the lousy bum, we should hit the road to find a Temple of Lilith to fix What's-Her-Face Shadow Moss.
I don't feel like I'm that broken. I mean, it's
Goblin!
Just...
You wake up a minute.
You know I fucking hate her, right?
I understand. But we do need to fix you.
All right, so you guys make camp that night in the marshy lands between where you were and Krailson.
Guys, this is the cure for my insomnia. If nothing wakes
for
me
one
up.
One minute.
Yeah,
but my problem is falling asleep. So I fall asleep and then I'm...
Then you
just have it recorded on a loop. Like, does that have a white noise machine? Or something just looking goblin forever? I'm sure Jason would have no problem sleeping at that.
He would just have very strange dreams for...
Goblin.
Oh, especially if you could get, like Sir Patrick Stewart. This
goblin.
Mm-hmm. All right, so who's keeping watch that night?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take
it
first.
Oh,
okay.
Second shift, because I only need the four.
That's right.
I can do the third. If there's a third.
Nope. I'm asleep like someone who's completed her quest from God.
The best sleep of your life.
But now you don't have a purpose. What are you going to do with the rest of your life?
I'm going to roll the dice and see what happens.
She's a gambler. She don't give a fuck.
Fair enough.
I know when to hold him and when to fold him.
Oh, God.
When to walk away and when to run.
But if you know that my character is rolling her dice.
Who was on the first watch?
Oh,
me.
Altair.
Altair, as you're on your watch, as you look kind of to the northwest towards where the city is,
mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, I can see the lights from the city. And you realize that they're a little more reddish-orange than you would expect the lights to be. Mm.
Uh-oh.
Like the city's burning?
Like there's some fire, yeah.
Barbecue.
So much street meat!
Oh, God, literally.
That's a problem for our future selves.
Well, I mean, there's nothing we can do right now, so I'll just let everybody else know. And whenever I wake him up for second, whoever up for second watch, I'll let him know to keep an eye on it, see if it gets any worse.
Okay.
Jesus.
Alright,
What? I don't know. The whole city's on fire, and you're like, I can't do shit.
Well, yeah. There's nothing we can do. We have
you're
to
gonna
rest, or we're
with
fucked.
You to that appointment, right?
So.
If you are.
He's having his head friend removed, and I've been begging him to let me go to the appointment.
I have a bump.
Oh. What did you see for that?
Dermatologist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an in office.
Done. Oh, yeah, I have a friend who had a bump from this. Basically, like a giant cyst.
Basically.
Cyst.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgustingly delightful.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I want to go.
Alright, so. Yeah, you do notice the reddish orange, but you actually see that it's getting dimmer. And by the time.
Problem solved.
By the time the dawn. By the time the dawn comes. The light from that direction just seems to be more of the typical city light colors.
Interesting. How much smoke is on the horizon?
We wake up. There is some like at this point. It's like it's no longer. It's not black smoke. It's just like clear that kind of whitish fires out smoke, smoldering smoke.
So we're not seeing like an exodus from the city.
No.
Good.
Alright, so, you guys start your march back up in the morning, back to the city, you have no problems along the way. However, when you get to the city, you don't see any sort of, like, you know, sometimes you'll see guards posted at the side of the city watching people coming and going. There's none of that this time.
Do we see anyone at all?
It's actually pretty deserted.
Mm. Like, eerily quiet?
Yeah.
Like, is there no one's there?
Evidence of hasty retreats? Or how, like, what is the general chaos level of the detritus in the streets?
There is no chaos.
What does it smell like?
It smells like smoke.
So the earthquake wasn't bad enough to cause major damage in this area?
Are we able to find anyone?
You do eventually spot some people, like, walking back your way. They look exhausted.
What's the date? I approach them, ask them what the date is.
They say it's the 17th of Lilith, I believe.
The year?
1632.
When did we leave?
You guys left.
You said the 17th of Lilith?
Yeah, you guys left the 5th of Fools.
We left in 1632.
1632. Yeah.
And it's 1632 still?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we've been going how long?
That's a great question. The answer is... a month and a half.
Wow. Yeah. So I asked the people, what happened? What's going on?
I know, fifth of fool. 2 months.
2 months?
And a week. Earthquake yesterday.
Oh, okay. But we don't know that.
No, that's what they tell you.
That's what they tell us. Okay. Yeah. Well, that sucks. Okay.
Was there a lot of casualties?
Is everyone okay?
The old town got hit pretty hard. All the older buildings collapsed, and some of the buildings caught fire. He says, we worked through the night putting the fires out, but there's still a lot of people trapped.
Wait, did you say the earthquake happened yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
About what time?
Late in the day.
So after we were already back?
No, about the time you guys get back.
Fuck.
Because we arrived, the ground was shaking.
Yeah.
The shard being destroyed caused...
an earthquake.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot that.
I think we should probably help these people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure, I got nothing else to do.
This is just like when that tower exploded and killed all your friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, then Shannon must
you mean everyone who raised me ever?
Remember that?
Must be nice to be able to say that when you were raised a brat and I walk away. Aren't you like a little rich girl who's running away from home? Isn't that like your shit?
You guys don't know that though. I haven't ever shared my backstory.
Yeah, but she was a grump before that, so I think it's a positive effect.
Fuck
you had walked
you.
Away.
Fuck
yeah.
All of you. I imagine that I don't not hear you.
I think regardless of whether or not you heard, you're probably walking away while flipping us off.
Yeah, fuck you.
But Punchy and I are heading towards the inner city so that we can do our thing of pulling people out and healing them as much as possible.
Is that what we all do?
Yeah, I think I'll follow along.
Yeah, me too. Braxis, are you looting or are you helping? The eternal question.
Don't be a looter. It's rude.
Well, I wasn't going to loot, but I wasn't going to help these people either. But I got nothing better to do, so I will assist.
You still want to be in, like, Punchy's good graces, don't you?
Yeah. Everybody loves me. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. They had an ulterior motive, though. By the way, Yachty hit another home run.
Wow. Is it 2-2 now?
It's 3-2.
Ooh, 2 runs now?
Mm-hmm.
You guys go and help pull people out. You find out that the fire, the biggest fire, had been put out by a priestess who got some divine intervention, so people are impressed by that. Mm-hmm. There's other people here. Somebody turned into like a big gorilla. help pull people out of the.
That was calamity, wasn't it?
Fire. Yeah. But yeah, people are really appreciative of your help. There's still a lot of trapped people. Mm. And you guys spend most of the day doing that before. Before you guys, you know, break for lunch. There's people coming along, like, there's volunteers that have made, like, essentially, like, loaves of bread, and, like, hunks of, like, cheese and meats that they pass out along with water.
If at some point I get a chance to talk to somebody who seems to know things, I want to ask if there's been any updates about what was happening in the other city where the tower exploded, if they've heard anything.
Mm. Lorenkar?
Yeah.
It's still rebuilding as far as I know.
They didn't catch the person who did it?
No, they did. I think they, Narasana, she died.
Cool. Yeah. That's good.
Revenge. Does that make you feel better, Altair?
Nope.
He says, but then she came back to life.
Nope.
And there's actually just recently a stage show that she was in.
Stage show.
They're the heroes of New Haven.
Maybe we should track them down.
That sounds pretentious as fuck.
Oh, you gotta hear the music, it's great. Anyway, let's not talk about that.
The same people that killed all the wizards in that tower?
She claims that it was somebody impersonating her. And she can blow things up with her mind, so people are inclined to believe her. Alright, so as you're pulling rubble out, Noman, this is the older white stone. You pull it out, and then you see written on one of the stones, Keldrash is a dick. And you just have a little private smile to yourself.
Oh god, that's delightful.
My monastery is nearby, right?
Yeah.
Sure. This is my hometown.
Yeah.
I inquired about what happened to that. If it's still surviving, of course. They're all right.
Dragon Court is good. It's made of solid stone and has good foundations.
Good. That's what it should be.
How do they feel about him being back?
Yes, he hasn't actually bumped into anybody yet that he's
familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
I might go pay them a visit.
Alright, so you guys spend the rest of the day working on that. Things start winding down. And near the end of the day, they call off. They say, we think we've gotten all the survivors. They're also using clerics to find people.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, now we're just going to, you know, there'll be some time where we'll have to send out some crews to pull out bodies and, you know, clear through rubble, but that's nothing you need to involve yourselves with.
Alright. Remind me, is there a Temple of Lilith in town?
Yeah.
Okay. So tomorrow, we get you fixed.
As long as that keeps people from fucking with me with the gerbil word.
I don't know. I don't know why you would feel bad when people are picking on you. Goblins aren't that bad either.
Conk.
I assume that I have either, like, made myself a helmet of moths. Or that Punchy just has to periodically reach out and, like, grab me to keep me from falling down.
No, she should just keep you in, like, a baby board.
A baby board.
Papoose! You've been papoose.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens.
You wake up in the papoose and you're like, it happened again, didn't it?
What, you don't like this?
I mean, it is very soothing.
Near the end of the day, as you guys you've wrapped up on your site and you're making your plans for tomorrow, Braxis, a elf with a gnarled scar down his face, comes up to you. So Jarlath wants a meeting with you.
Ooh.
A lot of you.
All right, let's go get a job.
Wait,
I didn't
all
make
of us?
Who?
No, he's not. I thought he's just pointing to three of you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go see what this.
We'll be
works.
Back. Do we have a base of operations here? Do we
Where
do
we
pick
staying?
An inn?
Yeah, you guys pick out an inn.
Is no man's time again?
When it's up to him.
His monastery?
No, I'll stay with
you. You guys gonna stay at the, probably the same inn that you guys stayed in the first session.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of that place?
Of course, it's the Broken Staff.
The Broken Staff?
Yeah.
Balthrin's favorite.
I don't say his name three times. It's like Beetlejuice. You'll summon him.
Wait, this is the inn where we all met?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't keep place names straight.
That's fine. So. I have a hard time with faces, so.
While y'all do that, I'm going to start drinking some good ale and find a card game.
All right.
Or start one if I have to.
Noman, what do you do?
Briggs on vacation, man.
I think I asked if they've seen anyone from the monastery. I just want to see if there's anyone here at the end. Surely somebody would have come along.
Yeah, you see a fellow from the monastery, a dragonborn.
Is it Kildrash?
It's not Kildrash.
Damn it!
Is it his sister?
It is not his sister. No. There'll be no Kildrash or family in this.
I go around try to know about what the gossip is, how they're doing.
So the dragonborn is named Brondi.
Brondi.
Mm-hmm. And she just notices you. She says, "Oh, Noman."
Mm-hmm.
She says, pull up a chair, have a seat.
I sit next to her.
She says, I heard you were out wandering.
Yes, I was.
She says, see anything interesting in your journeys?
A little bit, yes.
Sorry, I'm laughing because you almost started quoting a Jimmy Buffett song. Obscure Jimmy Buffett song.
Maybe it wasn't coincidence. We are going to see him tonight, so. It's 100% coincidence. She says, so, you're wasting away in margarita? You're like a cheeseburger in paradise? They're delicious.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think I've listened to much of Jimmy's author.
She says, so you back for a spell, or?
I don't know yet. I do not know yet. Hmm. I do want to know. Our folks are doing.
Oh, they're all well. That's good. She said you should stop in and see your girl sometime when you're here.
Yeah, I probably will.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me out. I'm sure he's interested.
She, yes.
He's probably interested to know how I'm doing.
Yeah. Altair, what do you do?
So while we were in the past, we heard everything in our own language. We didn't actually hear the sounds of their words.
Right.
Damn it. So I don't have any idea of grammatical structure or anything like that. I just have the words.
Mm-hmm.
Join my card game. Lose all your gold to me.
No.
Drink.
No.
Quest is done,
you can come
bitch.
With us if you want.
Or you can start with remembering what you remember about the orc porn that we have copies of and try to use your memories to help you decipher.
That was in our own language, too.
So, yeah, you'll get written grammar. It's just you won't have the spoken language.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that sucks. I imagine she'll have one drink downstairs and then set to translating, because I can use comprehend languages. Does that help you translate things, like help you learn a language, or does that inhibit learning a language?
So what you can do is you can copy down what's originally there, comprehend languages, write down what the translation is, then compare the two.
Okay.
So it does help, but it is a long process.
I spend several minutes castigating myself for not getting a grammar primer, some sort of language primer.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I think to get that? That's just so disappointing.
Third grade English book.
So disappointing. So that's what I work on.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, the three of you are led to a kind of hidden doorway in an alley. It looks like a brick wall, and then suddenly there's a door appears, and you're led inside. Down a flight of stairs, down a long hallway.
Punchy, put me down. I don't want to be seen like this.
Okay, just watch out for gerbils.
Down three more flights of stairs. down some more hallways, a couple turns to the left, to the right. Then up a flight of stairs. And then you guys find yourself in a room. And sitting there with a tankard in one hand is a orc you recognize as Jarlath.
Half-orc of Nightshade, who I have paid 50 gold for info on my baby.
He says, hello. Welcome back. Punchy.
Hi.
Oh, he had a crush on you, didn't he? Right?
He did.
Yeah.
He says, so, before you fell off the face of the earth, contracted me for a job. Well, never let it be said that Jarlath is not a man of his word. Snaps his fingers. And a kind of tall, burly human comes in with a bundle. And kind of unceremoniously, like, hands it to you.
Going to unwrap it, holding it as if it were a baby, because I think it might be a baby.
It is a dwarven baby that you recognize that you think being your baby.
How did you find it?
Is it alive?
You yes.
Monster. It's a question worth asking.
So it was a sister. We have ears and eyes everywhere, but wasn't hard finding a new arrival from the east about the time frame that you came in. Maybe not matching the species of the parents that Matt went to. Yeah, we found it.
How'd you get it back?
Well, no one says no to Jarlath.
I am unwrapping the baby to see if there are any injuries and if it's been taken care of.
Oh, yeah, it's a big, healthy baby. It's been taken well care of.
Has the cutest little beard.
He says, yeah, the humans were traveling through the forest, and half-orc sold them this baby for 25 gold pieces.
Oh! Ooh. What kind of a person would do
roll me a deception.
What?
Seven. Plus one, so eight.
How did I not know this?
Because this has been under our lids for months.
What? I'm assuming that didn't work.
If you suspect Punchy, you'd have to roll an insight check.
Oh, shit. Now I have to figure out if I suspect Punchy or not. You know what? I don't think I would. I'd be like... Punchy, did you know there was another half-orc out there?
What are the odds?
Do I, like, smell them or something?
I smell a lot of things.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jarlath is a half-orc.
Too. I am so surprised.
Yeah, I can't believe it, are they?
I'm curious if Praxis
is... Oh, I'm sitting back and watching.
Praxis is definitely understanding a lot more than Shadowmoth.
I suppose I should roll insight. Just...
And just giving him the eye. Like, don't you fucking say anything. Shut your face hole.
Well, if you need to talk to each other, you have a secret word.
Say perception. Perception?
I want insight.
Oh, there it is. 18.
Yeah, okay.
Punchy sold that baby.
So, Jarlath, we owe you a favor, don't we?
Yes, and being a man of my word, I intend to cash in on it.
Uh-huh. I'm all the ears.
Please say he's going to ask Punchy out.
He says, Braxis, I've done a little more digging into you since you left as well. Says, know all about your training.
I've been practicing, too. It's been a It's been a long month.
Were we only there for a month?
Month, 2 months.
We were there for two months. So basically what time passed for us in the past passed here.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fucking point of time travel.
It's like we stepped sideways.
He says, we recently had an opening in Kralson. He says now, or not Kralson, Carthel. He says, I don't think you need to go through the Padfoot training. He says, I think we'll start you off at level 3.
Do I have to fill out an application?
he says, no, but he says, I expect you to leave them tomorrow.
It sounds like a wonderful opportunity. I'm excited.
He says, when you get there, you'll need to report to Lucia Frostcloak. He says, and when you're...
Did we meet that one?
No.
He says, and when you were newly, your newly child-equipped companions leave, he'll teach you the signals.
Then I guess this will be goodbye for now. But you can meet me there at some point.
No, on tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
He says, well, enjoy motherhood. He says, Bunchy, if you're ever looking for a dinner, you probably don't know how to find me, but... so this is your one opportunity, I guess I'm saying, if you want to get dinner with a very wealthy, powerful half-orc.
I'll be in touch.
It's okay. Charlotte is used to hearing the word no.
I thought you said that no one says no to Jarlath.
What's that?
I thought you said that no one says no to Jarlath.
No one usually does.
Oh, you're just trying to be strong. I'm gonna go over and like one arm hug his leg.
Guild for less than that. Alright, be gone. Take your child. Get out.
He must have some really bad allergies. He had some leaking coming out of his eyes. That might also be from the smell. I think I need some help with changing this diaper. Cool. I'll look around and see if I can find some.
Alright, so... After you two leave, Braxis, you get thoughts and hand signals and given some money and some instructions.
Better than what I thought was going to happen. I thought they were just going to kill me.
Why would they just kill you? That's a waste.
They're assassins. You never know.
Why waste an assassin?
Competition.
Practice. Apprentices gotta learn.
All right. So what do you guys do after that?
Meet back up with the rest.
All right. So, Altair, you're down there translating your book.
Mm-hmm. As long as no one bothers me, so I'll
stay.
I think I'll head to the monastery.
Oh, I was going to say, I imagine Fig would try to cajole you into a card game.
Maybe, but I would probably go to the monastery anyway.
Because you're no fun!
Maybe.
I need to buy a goat!
Why?
Why? For milk, for the baby.
Oh.
Are you an herbalist? Couldn't you, like, get herbs to make your own milk?
I am roughly the size of a dwarf baby is only going to be small enough for me to pick up for a certain amount of time. I don't think that I would be able to produce enough milk to feed it.
Oh, you're going to be like pulling this baby around in like a little wagon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that won't last very long either.
All right, so anyway, Shadow Moss and Punchy come back in. Brax is shortly a step behind him, and Shadow Moss is holding a bundle that is wailing right now.
Who gave you a child?
My baby!
Oh my gosh, you found it!
Oh man, I'm so glad I didn't find a temple and put a bet on that. Oh, I would have lost that. Oh man, it exists. Are you sure this is the right one?
This is definitely my baby.
Kind of looks like you, Frigg.
Have you had a child?
Not that I know of. A lot of crazy shit's happened recently.
You would probably know that, though.
Did you leave a baby abandoned in the woods?
Don't think so.
All dwarves look alike to me.
Last I checked, but I've learned not to trust memory, so
I'm so confused. You said this was your baby, but this is not
As you see it, if you look at the kid, it's very clearly a dwarven baby.
Yeah.
Well, she said it was her baby by right of finding it.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Finders keepers.
Yeah. Right. She plays finders keepers with children.
Look, the dwarves were gone. There was a lot of blood around. They did not survive whatever happened.
That's fair. Okay, that's fair. Cool. So, are you in or what?
I need to buy a goat.
So, do you need money to buy that goat? Well, do you need to join this card game?
Hey, bartender!
Yeah?
You got any milk?
Yeah.
There you go.
Alright, I will feed my baby.
Because isn't it like 7 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
It's pretty late.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not going to be anywhere to get a goat
You can change into a lot of different animals. Can you change into a pregnant animal?
There you go.
I don't know.
That's where the herbs come in.
Magic.
This child is going to grow up so fucked.
That's
it's
true.
Grow up to
Found
Rome,
I think you mean.
To what?
Found
I think
Rome.
It's going to be... Romulus and Remus suckled by a she-wolf they found in Rome.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be like whenever I am... The baby has outgrown the point where I can physically pick it up to change its diaper. It's going to be like I'm a bear changing the baby diaper. Just so I have the brute strength to do it. That sort of nonsense.
I'm going to look over at Punchy, though. Just shake my head.
Shut your face.
Please tell me there's going to be a blackmail subplot.
No, I get it. I mean, babies, but...
Yeah, but there's something to be gained here. Almost punches you.
That's true.
You have seen her cut many people in flame.
All right.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break. Our glasses are empty. Our bowls are empty. So
our bladders are full.
Echo, don't care.
And we're back.
Yay!
All right. Hey. So you guys are at the bar with the baby. Noman, you make your way through town and find yourself in the Dragon Quarter, Bane District. Where are you heading to Urgil's office?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. As you head there, you see standing outside her office is her imposing looking bodyguard.
Have you met this person before?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And she says, "Noman."
Yes.
She says, "What can I do you for?"
Nothing, I hope to meet Yggdrasil?
Urgil.
Urgil.
Yggdrasil, that's the tree of life.
Yeah.
She says, "Let me see if she's available." She heads into the office, comes back out a moment later, says, "Yeah, she'll see you." Huh. Alright, so you head in. It's a very, very cluttered office. There's a big desk at the center of it. You see Urgil, the oldest of the Bronze Dragonborn, and the Clan's matriarch, sitting behind a desk. You normally encounter her in her dojo. It's very rare that you've been to her office.
Mm-hmm.
She looks up at you and says, "No, Noman. Back from the road already, huh?"
"Yes, for a brief while."
She says, "What can I do for you?"
"Oh, nothing much, I hope. I just wanted to talk to you, see how you're doing."
"You've been helping with the earthquake recovery efforts."
"Yes."
She says, "Other than that, things have been normal."
"Nothing unusual happened?"
"Oh," she says, "this, that, and the other." She says,
"Have you found any rocks that mentioned how much Keldresh is a dick?"
She says, "Just, you know, same old here in Krausen." She says, "So, where'd you go?" She says, "You got out of town for a couple months, it seems like."
"Yes, I was a bit far away, let's say."
"Oh, so what brought you back?"
"An accident."
"Magic."
"Yeah, well,
came back by accident."
"Well, actually, yes, just success. We succeeded, so we
did.
Returned.
We did.
So
So we were trying to kill a evil blight, and I think we succeeded.
You killed the blight.
I think so.
The one over by East Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how did you accomplish that?
Oh, with the help of my friends.
Because you have friends?
Some of them.
I'm confused. Didn't we prevent the blight from ever starting?
Nope.
No. We killed it in current time.
Yeah.
There was a dark heart of the blight that still beat it. And by stopping that, you stopped it from
growing
and bad things happening there. So now the land can be healed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still confused.
I do have some friends, and they're around in town. They were helping with the earthquake as well, or the aftermath.
Okay, that's good. She says, well, I'm proud of you, Noman. She says, got out of town, made some friends. This is, I think, the most you've ever said to me in one sitting.
Possibly.
She says, you're opaque, even for a monk.
That is a useful trait, I think.
You're on Lavelle level.
She says, so what will you do next?
I think I'll wander some more.
Good.
It just whetted my appetite for wandering, I think.
So I think it suits you.
Yes, I agree with you, I think. That's good advice that you gave me. I don't know if I ever said that to you.
No, I'll take it. She takes a big swig of a glass of something on her drink.
There's a swamp hag out there somewhere that needs killing.
She's long dead.
You guys killed her, I thought.
I don't recall. I thought she might have
gotten
away.
Oh, she did, you're right.
Yeah.
So it's two loose ends that we gotta kill.
Can't wait. I think I'll take my leave of her.
Okay. She says, well, may the road ever find your feet, and don't stray from the path. You know, a lot of weird things out there.
I'll try not to stray too far.
All right.
Good night.
Trying to get this last strawberry. She's all right. Bye.
Try harder. Natural one.
No, it's a challenge now.
Do it twice and harder.
Tiny baby hands.
That's what I've learned from the McElroy brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are gorilla hands.
You're right, they're gorilla hands. Tiny baby gorilla hands.
That can crush a child's skull.
Right, so what do you do for that?
I think I'll head back to the... What is the brand of drum? Or the
broken staff.
Broken staff. Okay.
All right, so you head in there.
No, man, you going to join this game or what?
No.
Screw you.
No, man, come eat my baby.
I'll probably go and pet the baby.
Oh, I love it. Well, what do you do with babies? Hold them?
It's
basically petting.
No.
Okay.
No. So babies.
Yeah, sorry about the fur. That cat is just ridiculous.
This is nothing of this. You do this once and you have.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Clearly, none of us are allergic to cats.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's true.
Alright, so. You pet the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Frigg, you play cards into the night.
Yep.
None of your... Does anybody join?
I would join. Yeah.
Practice just down.
I'm celebrating.
Wait, aren't you off training?
Not till tomorrow.
No, I leave in the morning.
Okay.
I
inform everybody.
That you're going where, exactly?
Yeah, yeah, but don't just say I inform everybody. Like, you sit down at the card table, what do you say, Braxis?
Deal me in, and, I'll be hitting the road tomorrow. I forget where it was. I'm not Lauren Carr.
Carthel.
I'm heading to Carthel for a job. Welcome to join, but you know.
No. What's this job? Tell us about this job.
I'll just be working for an organization that runs a lot of businesses. in the lower city.
The, like, deep lower city. Like, the underground lower city.
Close the blinds about halfway.
I'm not saying you should necessarily join, just that, you know, there's probably things to do in that city as well, and, you know.
Look, if you have a crush on me, you can just straight up say it, okay?
What?
If you want me to come with you, just fucking ask. Don't dance around it. Also, it's your turn.
I will gamble.
How do you... Do you...
I will gamble and drink heavily.
Do you answer her question?
No.
Alright. So, you guys pass the evening away at the tavern.
I want to make some kind of wager with you, Braxis, where if I win, you have to tell me exactly where you're going and what you're doing, and if you win, I'll give you a gold piece.
Mm.
10 gold pieces.
Mm.
1 platinum, because it's prettier. It's 10 gold, but it's prettier.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Okay, fine.
Okay.
I assume this is going to come down to whoever rolls higher on a d20.
No, it's, let's make it interesting. I think I have a deck of cards somewhere.
Are we going to play war?
Nah, don't worry about it.
I don't think that's real cards, is it?
Maybe it's like real playing cards.
Yeah.
Purr, 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 purr. Pet, 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 pet. Mm. Pet's a baby. Pet the baby.
Mm. Okay, so how this is going to work is you're each going to get a card in secret.
Is anyone else going to join and have some sort of
ace is
low?
What's
the wager?
If I win, he tells me where he's going and what he's doing.
So it's just the card that you happen to draw.
I don't know.
No. So, you can either ask for a new card, or you can demand you show your cards. Whoever has the higher. So, if both of you want another card, you each get a new card and the round continues. Or if one of you feels like you've got the higher card right now, you can stop and say, show me your card.
Ace is low, you said?
Ace is low.
Show me your card.
Okay, so.
You lost a card! Why didn't you ask for another card?
Well, no, you both have to ask for another card, so.
Oh.
I had no choice.
And that was quite the gamble. That
It was right in the middle of the thing.
There are more numbers below it than above it.
That's true.
All right. Well, I'm going to be a professional murderer for the underworld.
Why?
It's my destiny.
The fuck?
It's not his destiny. That's just what he wants to do with his life.
Do you get the chance to...
At least until I'm called home. And then I'll be a professional murderer for the Moon Elf Dominion.
You get a chance to say no to some contracts if they...
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, we've been a professional murdering crew for Lilith for the last 2 months.
Out of choice.
Was not murdering. That was not the goal.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. I'm going to try and take all his money while we gamble through the night. All
right, so this one we will roll for. So roll plus intelligence. And, of course, you have advantage, Alicia, because you're...
That's good, because I have no intelligence modifiers.
Or plus... what's your... Plus charisma, I'm sorry. Roll plus charisma.
Okay. And that's my modifier, not my save?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm using my inspiration. Oh! Roll that. Oh, wait, I have advantage.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay, I'm still using my inspiration. <All right.
clears
throat> Son of a fucking bitch! I rolled 2 threes and then a 4.
Natural 20. Oh. 22, technically.
6.
You see, this is the path Lilith wants me on.
I mean, that does seem pretty conclusive.
So, Braxis, you win 30 gold pieces from... Mm.
Alright. Go be a murderer.
Murdering isn't necessarily evil. There's a lot of people that deserve murdering.
But you're just... Someone points and you go and do it. You don't exercise any independent judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people that I work for will.
And you trust them?
No, they won't. You're a murder for hire, and so are they. Literally, your only end goal is money.
Well, they have
there
their
is
own
no
set
honor.
Of goals.
No, there's no honor in
Aren't
being
you
a murder
upstairs
for hire.
Studying?
No, I'd be downstairs in the... Oh,
okay.
She's studying, but in the
angry.
Common room.
I mean, let's just be clear. Your little delusion that you're going to be some... That you're going to be a... Murdering
Is anybody
for a good
who
cause?
Participates in capitalism basically a murder for hire? I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Look at her.
You're all participating in a system that systematically oppresses the poor.
Didn't you hire a criminal underlord to find your baby?
Yep.
Yeah. Because that's what you have to do to get by in capitalism if you're going to be in a city.
Oh, you're defending capitalism.
No,
okay.
No.
Nope, yep, that's what I heard.
It's okay
yep.
to use capitalism when it's you, but not when it's anybody else.
I'm just saying that you should be aware that participating in capitalism is participating in paid murder.
When
I would point out that the only reason I do talk
about
this is because of alcohol. Otherwise, I would have kept this entirely hidden.
Yeah, why did
you
just lie?
I'm
chalking it up to the alcohol and the happiness of being home and wealthy.
Our DM is struggling mightily with the cat.
What are you trying to do with the cat?
I just want you to get down.
Successful grapple.
That was a successful grapple.
It looked like you were trying to put the cat on your head, and the cat did not want to be on your head.
He jumped up on my lap, I was like, and then he started climbing on my belly. I was like, no, and I picked him up, and then he just started flailing. And I was trying to get, and I was trying not to get clawed everywhere.
His feet are fish hooks.
Yes.
Okay. So, is there anything else anybody wants to do that evening?
I am going to start knitting
mm-hmm.
a beautiful baby sweater.
Yeah.
I guess in the course of conversation, we'll just ask, you know, where's everyone headed? Like, where are you and Punchy going?
Well,
what was home?
I need to talk to Shadow Moss privately.
Privately?
Leave it. Just leave it.
You can just have the conversation. We won't talk.
Faces.
Just leave it!
I mean, is that my only option?
Oh, you have plenty of options.
So the question is what we're doing?
Just curious with where people are headed, what they plan to do next.
Is there a wizard's tower in Krailson? There's not, is there?
No.
We talked about that.
Carthel's the closest.
But there's also one in Windhaven, right?
You can come home with me and learn foraging.
I thought you said she was a monster. Like
I said,
an
she
hour
was
ago.
Pleasant, and that was like a day and a half ago. And
yeah, she
right
like
now,
hated me a day ago.
I'm more concerned with I got someone filling up my mug.
What?
The bartender comes by and fills up the.
Don't worry, I did well.
You paid him in advance.
Also, if she sees how awesome dwarves are, maybe she won't be so grumpy because she's half dwarf and she'll be all cool. Also, now that I don't have to hang out with her, it's not so bad.
Also, this place is really good ale.
So rude.
Norman, where are you now? Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be this baby's goddaddy?
Ah! Random.
There's a window over there.
Well, I think you seem
the most responsible of all these people.
Yeah, but I also need to be the person who's near the baby all the time.
No.
And I intend to travel a lot, so I'm wondering if...
Goddaddies don't have to do that. Just if Punchy and I die in a horrific accident, I want to make sure that the baby has someone who will take care of it.
Or a murder-suicide.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Under
domestic
that
dispute.
Stipulation, yes, I would happily be the godfather. I may not be nearby, just to let you know.
You're so bad at tagging the baby, if found.
Return to Noman at Krailson Monastery. Mm.
Return to Noman at somewhere in the world. Send a gnome. Mm.
Wait.
At this point, did the gnome still exist? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute, timeline.
Oh, things are about to get really weird on this continent.
Dude, you have no idea. Have you listened to the latest episode?
Not the latest, no.
You have no idea.
Right, so. Shadow Moss and Punchy, do you find a secluded area?
Yeah. Shadow Moss, can you follow me? Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
Use protection.
Will you shut up?
Why don't you worry? I always lock my door.
Good first step. Leave a sock on it, too.
Nobody else is staying in their room.
I'm not leaving a sock behind. It's a perfectly good sock. I knit that sock.
I love the comedy.
You're wasting time. So I'm already following her up the stairs.
It's so tiny, it won't fit on the door handle.
Oh, you speak from experience, I see. I really don't actually understand that one.
Drunk Frig is the best Frig.
You're tiny. She's huge. Sometimes things don't fit.
Oh, my God.
You hear her coming from down the stairs as you head up to the...
Be careful!
Altair's just shuddering by the fire.
Altair's researching silent spells.
Some bar keep, a blanket for my friend who looks really cold.
Isolation.
Right. Disgusted. It's really... Because you won't stop.
All right. So upstairs.
What ale?
Upstairs.
Maybe you should stop.
So... I. It sounds like you want me to stay with you. It sounds like everyone's kind of going their own way.
I mean, only if you want me to, but...
Well, I mean, before you make that decision, there's a couple of things I have to tell you.
Are you gonna tell me?
I've been thinking a lot, and I... I'm in love with you. And I would like for us to be together. If that's not in the cards, then I think that this is where I'll take off because it's just too hard for me to be around you. If that's not something that you upset me. But before you answer that, I also, because I love you, want to share this piece of information with you, which might change your mind about how you feel.
Oh, okay.
So, I want us to have a great relationship, and to do that, I think that we need to be fully honest with each other, and so I hope that you will always tell me all of the things. And so I'm going to share with you a piece of information, a story, if you will.
A story.
Before we met.
If you will.
So I had recently been exiled from my family, and I was walking through the woods, and I happened upon a baby.
and there was nobody around, and I didn't really think it was right to just leave the baby there, so I took it, and I brought it to the nearest town, and I got some money for it that I really needed to kind of go along my way. So, I don't know if you've put two and two together yet, but there was a half-orc that found your baby and brought it to the nearest town and got some money for it, and that was me. But I didn't know you. I didn't know that this was your baby. I didn't really put two and two together until very recently. I suspected. And so you can have some time to think about it, but I would love if we could be together. And I promise I'll never sell the baby again.
I'll never try to sell it.
I assume this coughing is in character.
So, all those times I talked about someone stealing my baby, and you said that was a horrible thing.
Well, it would be a horrible thing, and I mean... I didn't feel like I stole anybody's baby. There was no one around. This baby was by itself. And so I did take it, but it didn't feel like stealing. It felt like I was rescuing this baby and then benefiting from having a baby that I didn't need or want.
When did you figure out that it was my baby?
Not until you got it back, for sure. I had some suspicions before that, but I wasn't, you know, I thought, wouldn't that be interesting? But I kind of pushed it out because I didn't want this to get in the way, because it was already hard enough to tell you how I felt. And then this is just really made it almost impossible, but I realized that, you know, if we're going to do this, that we need to do it right.
I appreciate that you cared enough about this to tell me, and I think that I need a little bit of time to process, but honestly, throughout the last 2 months, I haven't thought about my baby as much because I've had you, and that was enough. And now that I have my baby, and there's the potential to also have you, I don't see how I could possibly say no to that. That's everything I've always wanted.
So no harm, no foul.
Not necessarily. It's definitely going to be brought up in arguments for the rest of our lives.
Remember that time you sold the baby?
I didn't know.
I'm grown up now. Can you not talk about this in front of me?
This doesn't concern you.
The question, I guess, is how much did you get for the baby? Because she spent $50 to get it back.
25 gold pieces.
I mean, if we're going to be together, my money is your money. If you really want to get 25 gold pieces back, I can certainly do that as a gesture, but I mean, it doesn't really matter because it goes back into the pot.
I think you need to buy me
a ring that's worth at least 25 gold.
Okay.
Are you okay with having a baby? I mean, this is something, like you said, that you never wanted or asked for.
Yeah, but I want you. And it seems like that baby is part of the deal. So I would love to see how our lives together are. And we've got a baby and we can show them things. And you can show them how to be nice and how to talk to animals. And
you can show them how to break watermelons.
Uh-huh. And stand up to people. And slice them in half when needed.
It is really sexy when you slice people in half. I'm sorry, that was so loud, y'all.
What?
That shriek of laughter at the end. And now I've officially laughed so much that I'm sending myself into coughing fits, and it's awesome.
Do you want a cough drop? I have a whole bag of cough.
Yes, yes, that would be fantastic.
Dwarven babies are probably sturdy enough for Punchy not to kill it. Too.
Exactly,
that's
right?
That's true.
Super excited.
Punchy is suddenly very articulate, which means this
Punchy's
whole time
always been pretty articulate.
She's been pretty quiet because she had to keep a lid on all of her feelings.
I just assumed
I was inspired by love.
I just assume that Punchy's been thinking about this for a very long time, trying to figure out what words to use. All right, so. The next morning, 18th of Lilith. You guys are served a large breakfast before you all take off. And as you guys sit down at the table, rashers of bacon, big piles of hash browns and eggs and hams and a vegetarian course of mushrooms and various other vegan delights. Well, in addition to a large bottle of freshly squeezed goat's milk. you start tucking into your breakfast. You hear a voice behind you say, "Oh, looks like you guys did all right for yourselves."
Is it Valthrun?
Oh, no! Does that man owe us money?
I paid you everything.
Okay. I couldn't remember. It's been several months.
I was just passing through town. Saw you guys sitting down for breakfast. Know you all have a lot of love for old Valthrun here.
Well, there's a lot of love somewhere at this table.
Oh, yes. Mazel tov. he reaches into one of his pouches and hands you a sack.
I open the sack.
There's like 50 gold pieces in there.
Whoa. Okay.
He says, get that kid an education when it grows up, will ya?
Nice.
He says, hey, I didn't mean to interrupt in your breakfast or anything. Just, passing through. Congratulations on the whole solving the blight issue. Knew you had it in ya.
Are we, like, for sure it's gone?
He says, yeah, it just came from there. He says, the heart is no longer there.
Did it!
I have a favor to ask.
Cool.
I show him my magic mystery key. What does this do?
The magical mystery key. Ta-da. You got an invitation. he looks at it. He says, this key will open any lock.
What?
Once. And then it'll disappear.
Oh, it's a good thing I didn't try it.
Yeah.
He tosses it back to you. Be careful with that.
That could come in handy. Oh, and I have a gift. My undead Balfour? Erotic pamphlet.
Oh, you know Balfour. Hand it over.
I've read it enough times. I've got the idea. You can have it.
Also, ooh. Isn't it in a language that we don't understand it?
No, Balfour. They're written so that whoever reads it can understand it.
Oh, ancient. ancient Telvian erotica.
What's in the bag? Don't say I never gave you anything.
I won't.
Wait, do you know ancient Telvian?
Of course I do.
Do you know how to speak it?
Yeah.
Your best friend.
You're going to have to bathe.
I get that a lot.
What do you have in mind?
If I'm going to be anywhere near him learning how to speak ancient Telvian, he's going to have to bathe.
Sounds like an apprenticeship.
Whether he wants to or not.
So you're just going to, like, follow him around?
Yes.
You know he can, like, poof anywhere, right?
He says, I tell you what, you get set up somewhere. I'll come in for twice weekly lessons.
That's pretty good.
Five gold pieces a session?
What? I mean, you can't expect him to teach you for free. Nothing.
You're going to be making so much money.
Well, you make me
an
offer. He says, maybe you'll let me have a first crack at the magic item you brew with your new magical foundry.
You mean, just give you the first one that I make?
I don't, just involve me.
Okay. Yeah, twice a week, one gold per session. Until I get good enough to need three sessions a week, then five gold.
Deal.
A session. Because by then I'll probably be making stuff, like small things. But I can't even get started until I know how to read these books.
Yeah.
And I can stretch one gold to two gold a week for a while.
You don't complain to me.
So one gold a session twice a week until I can set the forge up and start making things, and then three sessions a week for five gold apiece.
It's a deal. All
right. Wait, let me write this down.
He says, what are the rest of you going to do? What? And where are you going anyway? Any idea?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm debating. I'm not sure. Where do you set up a magical forge?
Probably where there's a lot of people who want to buy magical items.
I would actually suggest the opposite.
Where no one would ever be able to bother me.
Kind of like...
Where it'd be protected.
Somewhere where if you fuck up, you only take yourself out.
Yeah, that too.
Like Nefaru's Tower?
No, it's
too close to Krailson. People go past there all the time. Let me look at my map. Carry on. Talk to everyone else. I want to make some notes and look at a map.
Maybe you could build in a recently...
I was wondering what was brushing up against my leg. It was my pants.
Maybe you could build in the blight now that it's healed.
Well, it's not...
No one's going to fuck with you there.
But there's no structure there. I need a place where I can hide the forge. Because if people find out that I have the forge, they're going to, like, mob me, right?
Or kill you and take it for themselves.
Take it from me, yes. So I got to be somewhere where a level 4 bitch doesn't get killed.
So you need a secret volcano lair.
Do you know a forge?
No, I just think they sound really cool. And they could have sharks with lasers?
What's a laser? Anachronism.
I think it's a penis on your head. Just
from the context clips. Alright. He says, what about you two lovebirds? Where are you off to?
I mean, I'm cool with wherever, but I definitely am kind of done with people for a while. So, let's just, wander. Unless you have somewhere you want to go.
Well, I mean, we've got a baby now. We should probably just find somewhere and kind of homestead it for a while.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We'll find our own little woods.
Where was that New Haven area? Maybe that's a nice place to be.
Braxos, how about you?
I have a job.
He's a murderer.
Oh. He says, yeah, I fell in with the Nightshades, huh?
You know what?
They're a wonderful organization. I expect to do quite well there.
Murderer. We should go back to where the Blight area is because there's probably those monsters still around that need to be murdered, and you really enjoy doing that.
I do. We could set up outside of the Blight. I could commute into the Blight every day, kill some monsters, and be home by supper.
And I can help replant the Blight, and it will be beautiful.
That job's already taken!
Says Narasana from a different time period.
Alright. There's none of you over there, Frank. You've been quiet. No, by the way, like your... the veins are gone.
Tell me, I have a problem with my skin condition?
No, he says I miss them. They gave you character.
Yeah, kind of.
Now
like
you're
too.
Just no character.
You paint them on every day.
Maybe tattoo.
Ooh.
You hated them.
You know
why would
I,
you tattoo
you know, I've
them?
Got a lichen
just been
that
part
makes
of her
the
life for
die.
So long.
He says, Altair, you know what they say, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it made me look cool, but it also was a burden. I was burdened. I've got past now.
Here, done things. I'm going to take my lichen goo and paint it on her eyelids.
Fuck a lichen. Go away.
But it makes them look so deep and pretty.
Go paint your baby.
Look, I just invented eyeshadow, bitch.
Go paint your baby. What do you do with babies, right? You wanted to paint, like...
He says, well, wait, Frick, you should get a leather jacket so you're as cool on the outside as you are on the inside.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm gonna go. Wherever the...
Was there, on? Because you traveled all the way across from, right, her?
Mm-hmm. She's in the mountains.
Yeah. In the mountains.
Yeah.
Did you run across any abandoned towers far away from other people?
Why would I go to those? I was looking for a person. Why would I go where there are no people?
But you had
those
to
are kind of places where wizards hang.
Yeah, but like, would she have run across anything like that?
No, it's up to you.
I still think she should come. You should come hang out with the dwarves because they know how to prevent accidents with forges.
Well, I also think that dwarves are hateful to dwarves because they hate elves so much. And putting myself in the middle of a city where I'm just learning how.
Why do you think dwarves would hate you? How many dwarves have you met?
A fair number.
It's not inexperience speaking here. Elves hate me. Dwarves hate me. They all hate me.
And yet you reject the one person who tried to be nice to you.
You didn't want to be nice to me. You wanted to be nice to your chosen one because I had a fucking rock. That's why you wanted to be nice to me. Let's be real. As soon as those veins...
Have you considered that maybe it isn't that you're a dwarf, but because you're really mean to people?
Thank you!
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I should have been nice to the dwarves and elves who spit on me when I was just a child.
Oh,
my bad.
The trauma prevented me from making friends in a job.
I feel like this is
pretty good
episode of Always Sunny.
Likes me. Oh.
Always Sunny and Chris.
I don't know what that means.
Just get a room already.
Fuck you. Fuck you too, elf.
I don't know, I'll roll a die, I'll see what happens. Maybe I'll go home, maybe I'll go hang out with some little temple people. Maybe I'll go hang out in the casino and lose all my melatonin. Or whatever the skin
what?
Stuff is. Melanin?
Melanin.
What?
Your bitch and tan.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I suspect the nightshade run a bunch of casinos as well.
No,
Lilith runs all the casinos.
So why are you trying to get Frigg to come with you?
I'm just offering. I'm friendly. Everybody loves me.
They're secretly in love with each other. They just haven't realized that yet.
No, they're not willing to admit it.
No, I'm not even quiet. Characteristically quiet throughout all this.
I've been thinking, and I probably would go wandering, but I've been thinking that I've been... I probably need more structured education. Being a monk, so I probably want to go to a different monastery. Spend some time there. Learn.
He says, you ever been the Hokkaido kid?
Don't think so. I've heard of it.
It's way away.
So it's the far west.
That seems like a good place to wander to then.
Lots of monasteries there.
It's good, good, good. I think I will go in that direction then. Thank you for the pointer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to learn not to overstay my welcome, so I feel like I already have. So,
how do I get a hold of you?
Just shout my name to the wind 3 times.
Is that real?
Do you need like a feather or something?
No, it's real.
Okay.
When you're a powerful, prescient enchanter like me.
So as soon as I get my forge set up, or, well, somewhere to set it up, I can call for you and we can begin sessions.
Yeah.
And you'll remember to bathe before you come over.
I'll do my best. Poof. Let's go.
Just get a bucket of water ready, and whenever he shows up, you just throw it at him.
Then he might not come back. I don't, but I can.
Prestidigitation that man.
I can learn prestidigitation. I need to do that. That's definitely a thing I need to acquire.
So, you guys finish your breakfast. Check out of your inn. And this is the moment where it happens. You guys are all kind of awkwardly standing there for a second, having finished your quest and getting ready to take the steps to your next life. This is your last moment for your goodbyes.
Braxis?
It's been fun. Let me know if you ever need
a murder for hire.
You know where to find me.
Do we?
Well, you know what city I'll be in. That's why you can talk. That's a good starting point.
Okay.
And I can always find you.
Rude.
Shadow Moss, did you look like you had something for me?
I was just going to say you should come have cookies sometime once we're set up.
Yeah.
If I'm alive, yeah. That sounds good.
Noman, same to you. You should definitely come visit.
Mm-hmm. You should write the name of your new place and send it over to Yggdrasil.
Hokkaido.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
You're Uruguil.
Yeah. Tell me the name of the baby once you've named the baby.
Oh, well. Punchy, we need to think of a name for the baby.
Well, it's
definitely not going to be named Frick.
Not Frick. Ah!
I like the sound of
that. That's a good name. Not Frick.
I think we have a name.
But spell it G-N-O.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll call it Naughty for short.
Yeah. Because she's so naughty.
Altair, I hope that you enjoy playing with your magic.
Yep, hopefully I don't kill myself. Or anybody else.
Or us. Stay safe.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to be away from everyone else. Chris, where do I think I would go to find an abandoned place away from everyone else?
That would not kill you in return for being there?
Yeah.
Probably to the far east, like in the eastern side of the Carthalian Forest.
All the way over here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got some walking to do.
Yeah.
I guess you could take the river.
The river goes this way. It flows this way, right?
Yeah, but there are lots of ships to go up it.
Up it? Okay.
Yeah. You can always...
Okay. Well, and that would take me through Carthel so I could stock up on things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't have a horse, so I think I'll take a boat as well.
Oh, well, if I'm going east, I guess I'll go with you.
Yay.
Are you headed back east?
Even or odd?
You should roll a d8 and do one for north and then this around it.
So oh, two, there you go.
Two is northeast, three is east, four.
Yeah, so it's one, two, three.
That's confusing. I'm just going to roll and you tell me what it is.
All right, roll your d8.
Three.
So east.
East.
You're heading east.
You're going our way too.
And so is Noman.
Except
and
that
no,
I'm going
west.
We're going west.
I mean, you don't have to follow the dot.
We're going east as well.
If you hate the idea of it.
It's
like southeast.
It's we well, are all well. Going east. Sounds like we're going to have another boat trip, guys.
So except for Noman, everybody gets on a boat going to Carthel.
Cool.
All right, so you guys go.
Find pirates again.
Yeah, we had a boat for a little while there.
We did own a boat for a short time.
We also owned horses. Like, yeah. We owned a lot of shit.
Well, since we're all going east, we can pick up our horses. We'll take care of Nim. Mm. Not yet meat.
Might be too late.
We'll
then we'll have a good
not meal. Yet meat, maybe meat.
Mm. He might just be called
All right, so Noman this is the end of the film. Like, you guys walk out of the bar. Noman kind of splits off at the bar and fades off. Mm-hmm. You guys take the boat east. When you get to Carthel,
let me drop off one.
Braxis kind of walks off and fades off into the distance. You guys get to the, make it up to the forest. Punchy and Shadow Moss, you get off, head into the woods. I guess you have to go to the woods too for the horse.
Yeah, right? Well, I was gonna say.
Oh, you got off in Carthel, right, for supplies?
I would have got off in Carthel and then got back on the boat to continue all the way over.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
When you would have too.
Yeah.
If you're going home, you would have continued and we would have split right there.
Mm-hmm. What are the odds that we learn to get along now that neither of us has quite such a stick up our butts?
Roll for it.
Can we roll for it? Do you want to roll for it?
It's the epilogue. You decide.
Do we finally learn to coexist and, like, I, like, become your defender against people?
I would say that I chill out a little bit once you stop calling me the chosen one and asking me to do things.
I definitely chilled out no longer. Now I don't have to be responsible for the chosen one.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll say that, so Braxis, you get off in Carthel, off to do your thing. Shuttle Moss, Punchy, and Not Frig take off into the woods, and Altair and Frig finally developing some sort of friendship at northeast together, looking for your tower. I kind of get the idea that Frigg's like, you know, you're gonna get yourself killed out there in the wilderness without somebody looking over your shoulder, and the dice did tell me to go this way. So.
go on my own little side adventure now and again.
And all of you
set up,
and all of you have many more adventures in your future years, apart from each other. Occasionally, run into each other.
Yeah.
Reminiscing the time that you saved the world and nobody knew it, and that's where we'll end the campaign. So.
Yay!
Best DMs ever.
True.
All right. Nope. You guys get all the experience.
1 million
7 billion
experience.
But I mean, we would have gotten enough to get to level 5.
Yeah.
We get a lifetime.
The experience is the friends you made along the way.
So, one. Although, if you hadn't been a murderer, we could have been buddies.
I was still a neutral murderer. I wasn't an evil murderer.
Murderer.
It's a fantasy world. It's a job.
Although I do see an alternate universe where, like, Frigg is, like, really jaded and, like, Brax is successful in recruiting her because some shit's happened and she's just fucking
fuck the world. Let's do this. Lilith can sort out who's righteous and who is not.
Yeah, I think long term I probably would have worked for them for a while and then gone back into just straight adventuring, treasure hunting, stuff like that.
So build up some capital, working for the corp, for the man, and then go into freelancing again, setting your own hours.
Have
and
my own startup.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then eventually sell the startup and retire.
Well, I'm liking more and more this idea I have of this warrior, halfling, whatever, wants to be a bard because she will be up for anything if it will result in a story that she can tell.
Yeah, that's a good hook.
Especially if someone, if there's another warrior in the group who's, like, hulking, like, I feel like my character could, like, ride that for a character's shoulders with, like, a crossbow or something.
It doesn't even have to be another warrior, just someone taller, because you're a halfling.
That's true.
One of us can play a centaur and you can just be on the back.
Centaurs find that highly insulting, don't they?
Yeah.
So, what level are we starting at on the next campaign? And are we breaking for a month and not doing anything? Are we setting up characters today?
Well, you wanted to play a little and not have to DM for a while, right?
Oh, no, I don't mind doing this once a month. Or
it's the other campaign that's Dragon, because...
It's been
good lord,
it's
been 2.5 years.
Yeah, so, I figured we could play a session in Mizama if people are interested. So,
cool. So build your characters.
But, okay, so let me shut this off.